Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing. My name is Nathaniel Mayhew, and today we'll be considering the word resurrection for our Word of the Week. The word resurrection comes from the Greek word anastasis, which means to rise again or to rise from the dead. Our postmodern world rejects the idea of a resurrection and the miracle associated with the resurrection, but it's not the first to do so. Already in the book of Acts, we have a record of how the men of Athens were willing to listen to the Apostle Paul until he proclaimed the truth of the resurrection in Acts chapter 17. As we look at this important word, resurrection, we will consider this morning several important evidences for the truth of the resurrection of Jesus, as well as the resurrection of all people. First, the resurrection of Jesus is not a lie fabricated by followers of his. It was clearly foretold in the Old Testament. Job confesses the truth of the resurrection very clearly when he writes in Job 19, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." As we look at this verse from Job, we see that the Christian teaching of the resurrection is very different from other religions of the world which teach a reincarnation. In reincarnation, a person may die and come back in a different form with a different body. But in the resurrection, we see that human beings, after they die, are brought back to life in the same body that they had to begin with. Secondly, Jesus foretold his own resurrection from the dead. He did so repeatedly during his ministry and with increasing regularity in the final weeks before his death. He spoke to his disciples about how he would have to go to Jerusalem, how he would suffer and die, and on the third day he would rise again. Another evidence for the resurrection of Jesus in the New Testament is found in the empty tomb. The Gospels all clearly describe the empty tomb, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If the resurrection of Jesus was a hoax or a lie made up by his disciples, it could have been quickly squelched by the Jewish or Roman leaders by simply digging up the body of Jesus and presenting it to the world. Christianity never would have amounted to anything if the resurrection of Jesus had been fabricated. Another evidence for the resurrection is found in the testimony of the followers of Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus appeared to his followers after his death and resurrection, more than 500 of them repeatedly in the days following his resurrection from the dead. Many of these followers were put to death because of their adherence to this truth. Why would anyone give their life for something that they knew was a lie? One final point. It may be helpful to realize that the resurrection of Jesus is not the only one mentioned in the Bible. There are resurrection accounts recorded in the Old Testament, in the ministry of Jesus, and in the ministry of the apostles. In 2 Kings chapter 4, we read about the resurrection of the Shunammite's son by the prophet Elisha. In the ministry of Jesus, we find that there are several individuals that Jesus brought back from death: the young daughter of Jairus, the young man from Nain, and Lazarus. In the ministry of the apostles, there were others who were brought back to life through the apostle Peter and through the apostle Paul. The resurrection is clearly taught in both the Old and the New Testaments, and God has given us plenty of evidence to see that it is true. What hope and what comfort is ours in the truth of the resurrection of Jesus, who died for our sins and was raised for our justification.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.